Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. Like, I want to say thank you. Like, I really appreciate you. Like, for real. I want you to know that. Like, I appreciate you. And I love when you tag me so I can see your face. I can see, you know, the listeners. So make sure you hit me up on social. Like, get in my inbox, hit me up, tag me, share me on stories, tag me on stories. So I can see your Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. It's still surreal to me that somebody takes time out their day to listen to me. And I know I've been doing this for a long time, but I will never get used to that. And so thank you. And if it's on your heart to share this episode with somebody, let's help this podcast grow. It only grows by you. You're the hero in this story, in this podcast situation. There's somebody out there that has no idea who Trent Shelton is, has no idea that this podcast exists, has no idea that we in Protect RP season, but they need this episode. And you're the person that's going to deliver it to them. So share this with a coworker, friend, family member, share this on your socials, etc. Today is going to be less motivational. You know, and you know me, it probably will still get to motivational, less emotional. And this episode is going to be like super tactical. I believe we're in episode 4, Protect Your Peace Season. I believe so. But I get this question a lot. And we're going to dive into the book. I might read some of the book. Not sure yet. But this comes from the principle align internally, which you're going to dive in deep once you get the book. And if you got the book, shout out to you for pre-ordering it. If you haven't got it, make sure you pre-order it. This book, Protect Your Peace, is going to change so many lives, man. And people have asked me, like, this is the question I've been getting lately. And I don't know if we're just in the season of growth and change, and maybe, you know, you want something more for your life. You feel like you're made for more. But I believe in this Protect Your Peace season because I see it in my inbox. People are asking me this question. And the question is, Trent, like, how do you make big decisions? Like, how do you find the courage to make big decisions? How do you find the clarity to make big decisions? Like, how do you not allow fear to keep you in a place that you're not supposed to be in? Like, how do you make these big decisions in your life? And I've been getting this question a lot lately. Again, I believe that we're in this season. I can just feel it in the air that you are wanting more for your life. But unfortunately, in wanting more, you got to make some decisions, right? Should I stay? Should I go? Should I start? Should I finish? You know, should I stay in this situation? Should I move from this situation? Should I stay in this environment? Like, what do I do? How do you make these big decisions? So today, I want to break down an internal strategy that I use to make big decisions in my life. And it's simple. Y'all know me. I'm not going to give you some mind-boggling stuff that makes you even more confused after you listen to this podcast. I want to keep these things super simple to help you bring more clarity in making your decisions. And I just made a huge, and you guys will see this pretty soon online, I'm sure, but I just made a huge decision in my life for my family. Very, very huge. And I went back to these same strategies I'm about to teach you. Over my career, the decisions that I made that have made major moves in my life, that have paid off in my life, it goes back to this simple strategy. Because this is the truth that I believe, and I'm going to just say this off top, like, I believe that God got me. I know everybody don't have that same faith. You know what I mean? You might believe something different or whatever, but I believe that God got me. So I know if I go through these strategies, I know if I make the best decision, the right decision that I feel like is right at the time, I know regardless, God got me. I know God's going to provide for me. God's going to protect me. God's going to lead me. So even if I make the wrong decisions, God's going to make it right. I really believe that. But when I go against these strategies and I start making decisions out of pressure, because a lot of us, we're making decisions from pressure. We're allowing the pressure that we put on ourselves. We're allowing the pressure that society puts on us. We're allowing the pressure that our peers put on us to make decisions. I never make decisions out of pressure because I made that mistake before and a few times in my journey. And it was totally the wrong decision because I got pressured. You know, somebody says, hey, you need to make a decision by this date. Or somebody says, oh, well, if you don't make the decision, I'm going to move forward with your life. Like I had a celebrity, I wouldn't say his name, but I'm not going to say it because y'all know exactly who it is, that wanted to work with me and he wanted to do this whole tour. And he put pressure and say, well, if you don't make the decision in 24 hours, then it's not going to happen. And I said, well, guess what? You might as well just understand right now it ain't going to happen because you ain't about to put pressure on me. I don't care who you are. I don't care how famous you may be. You ain't about to put pressure on me to get into something. Because usually people want to pressure you because they don't want you to think through the process, right? You got to think through the process of making decisions in your process. And this is my process because every time I neglected this process that I'm about to teach you, I got myself in some trouble. You know, I got myself in a hole that I had to try super hard to climb myself out of. So I want to just tell you off top, don't allow, when you're making these big decisions, don't allow unhealthy pressure. There's positive pressure in the world, right? Positive pressure, but don't allow unhealthy pressure, negative pressure to make you make decisions before you go through your process. Don't do that, right? Don't allow the pressures of the outside world to control your internal alignment. Right? That's a principle in Protect Your Peace. Align internally. If I'm not aligned internally, I don't do it externally. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. I'm not making that decision. And another thing, don't allow people to control your pace. I have a pace in making decisions. And my pace are the strategies that I'm about to teach you right now, but I have a pace. And I'm not about to get outside my pace. So like that dude was like, hey, well, you got 24 hours. Well, you might as well just go ahead and move on because you're not going to control my pace. I'm not going to put myself and make a decision based upon your pressure and the pace that you want to put me on, right? A big part of protecting your peace is not allowing people to control your pace. So let's jump into this. Strategy number one, and this is a simple strategy, but a powerful strategy. The first thing that I do when I'm making big decisions, and you need to do this because you're about to make some big decisions in your life. If you want to go to your next level, right? 2024 is around the corner, or whenever you listen to this, the next month, the next year is around the corner. And you're about to make some big decisions. So number one, have a conversation with God. And so how I do it is I'm going to pray. I'm going to do my protect my peace form. I'm going to protect my peace bag. I'm going to literally go in nature. I'm going to literally disconnect. And I'm going to have a conversation with God until I feel like I'm aligned internally. And I'll tell you one of my go-to prayers. This simple. God, please give me the discernment for what is for me and what is not. Allow me the ability to be able to see through the perfection, the promises, the presentation, all of the external. Please give me peace in my soul to see clearly and make the right decisions for my life. That's not only my daily prayer for me, but guess what? It's my daily prayer for you too. Like I want to repeat that. That is my go-to prayer. And when I talk about promises, presentations, and perfection, if you go back some podcasts a while ago, probably like a year or two ago, I talk about a lot of us make the wrong decisions because we're so addicted to the perfection. We're so addicted to the promises. We're so addicted to the presentation, right? All those things look good. And so we say, oh, this must be right for my life. So let me make the decision. But my prayer, again, is God, please give me the discernment. Okay, discernment is everything. Discernment is a knowing in your soul without any external validation. That's discernment. Discernment is that intuition people talk about. Discernment is that thing that's just aligned internally no matter what's happened externally. So God, please give me the discernment for what is for me and what is not. Allow me the ability to be able to see through the perfection, the promises, the presentation, all the external. Please give me peace in my soul to see clearly and make the right decisions for my life. the ability to discern what is right for your life. Okay? If you want to strengthen your internal alignment, then I believe have conversations with God daily. Pray daily. Ask God to strengthen that intuition. I believe your soul speaks. And this is in my book. I believe your soul speaks. And I'm praying that God will allow you to hear it so that you will become internally aligned. So my strategy number one is a simple strategy, but it's a strategy that's the most powerful strategy. I don't make a decision without conversation with God. I don't make a decision without getting a knowing internally that I feel like it's the right decision. If I feel like God hasn't spoke to me, it could take a month, it could take 2 months, it can take 3 months. I'm not afraid to miss out on opportunities, y'all. And I want to be clear about that. Some of us, we're so afraid, oh, the door is going to close. And I believe a door is closing. God is saying this door is closing because there's something else for you. Now, again, there's a such thing called procrastination. So if you live in procrastination, don't use this as an excuse to be like, well, Trent said, like, I don't have to, you know, don't take this out of context. There's a thing called procrastination, but there's also the thing called patience. And I always say this, the difference is procrastination is, you know, not working while you're waiting. And I believe patience is still working while you're waiting. But also patience is learning to lean and trust on God and not allowing pressure to control your pace. So yes, there's opportunities that I'm sure, well, I know for a fact that people have tried to put a timeline on my decisions. They say, well, if you don't make a decision by this date, then we're going to move on from you. I'm like, cool, peace, move on. It's okay. I'm not going to sweat it. And who knows, maybe the opportunity I missed. But I do know every time I rushed into a decision, it's been the wrong decision. I do know every time I got outside of these strategies and made hard decisions outside of these strategies, right? It broke my heart or it really hurt my life. So number one, strategy number one, I'm always going to check in with God. Strategy number two, internally, I'm always going to practice the pause, okay? For me, this happens in moments of quiet reflection. I'm reading from my book now. For me, this happens in moments of quiet reflection during which I look back over my past and I think about what I've gotten right and what I've gotten wrong. This isn't always easy, but your own decisions can hold so many lessons if you set your ego aside and learn from them. When I hit that pause button, I think back to situations when I knew something was off, but went along with it anyway. When this has been the case, I've almost always suffered. Meditating on those connections has made it easier for me to notice that an easy feeling, and I'm quicker to foresee those bad outcomes and more likely to dig deeper to find what's really in my soul. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Okay, so practicing the pause, as I call it, matters. It gives me time after I have my conversation with God. And sometimes that pause is a week. Sometimes that pause is an hour. Sometimes that pause is a month. Sometimes that pause is a year. In writing my first book, I practiced the pause for a year. I could have made the decision a year earlier, but you know, it just didn't feel right. I wasn't right ready at that time. Even with this book, Protect Your Peace, I could have wrote this right after I wrote The Greatest You. But it wasn't ready. And I practiced the pause, and I trust the pause. I trust the space in between making decisions. And so many people, you know, that I feel like they feel almost pressured not to pause. They feel pressured to have the right answer. They feel pressured to give an answer right away. So I would tell you, anytime in making hard decisions, press that pause button. Stop it. Stop the movie. Stop the game. Get your thoughts together. You ever played a video game and you got to pause it for a second and be like, okay, let me get my stuff together right quick. What's going on? You got to pause the movie. You know, pause. It's okay to press pause in life. It's okay. Because pause gives you time to be able to reassess, to be able to connect to your internal alignment, to be able to assess the situation, to be able to think about it. As I told you in the book, like, practicing the pause allows me to go back to times where I'm like, man, okay, what have I made the right wrong decisions? What have I made, you know, what have I got decision, got to opportunities that really hurt my life? And every time I got into opportunities that hurt my life, I would say 98% of the time is because I didn't do these strategies. So it allows me to be able to like really connect deeper and dive deeper in why I need to make this decision, right? Why I need to make this choice. So second thing I'm going to tell you is to practice a pause. And I'll even tell you about a time when I was in high school and I had a feeling about going to a certain, well, it was a party. It was a high school party. I had a feeling about going to it. And I remember it was a lot of pressure to stay at the party. I remember like it was yesterday, but the party, something was off. My internal alignment was saying, get the hell out of here, Trent. Like, something's off. Even though there was so much fun, it was such a vibe there, right? But internally, I was diseased. Even though externally there was a lot of pleasure around, internally I was diseased. You ever been like that, right? You just, it could be some good stuff going on, but you'd be like, man, there's just something right about this. And my internal alignment was screaming at me. My discernment was saying, Trent, get the hell out of here. So what did I do? I had a conversation with God real quick. Yeah, in a party. I know that seems very contradictory, but I did. And what I did in a major way is I practiced the pause. I went outside to my car. I got away from my friends and I sat in my car. And this pause wasn't that long, right? This pause wasn't an hour. This pause was about like 5 minutes. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to leave. Because my mother always taught me, when your discernment is talking, when your soul is speaking, you make sure you listen. To make a long story short, I leave that party. And I talk about this in the book. I leave that party, and an hour later, I get, my phone is blowing up. It's like, man, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? And I already left. I didn't even tell my homeboys. I just left because I knew if I wanted to talk to my homeboys, they would have put pressure on me to make the wrong decision. Right, they would have been pressure on me not to listen to my internal alignment. They would have been, you know, they would have tried to use all the tactics to keep me to make the decision to stay. So I'm at home. He said, bro, you heard what happened? I said, what happened? The party just got shot up. And one of my classmates got shot there. And unfortunately, passed away. And I don't know if that would have been me. But because I practiced the pause, because I went outside and sat in my car, and got away from distractions, got away from the temptations, and I sat and I listened to my internal alignment speaking, I made a decision that ultimately, you know, saved my life or got me out of a dangerous decision. So how can you practice the pause more in your life? Right? You might be in the season right now where, again, there's a lot of pressure on you to make these decisions. Practice the pause, right? Allow space, time to speak to your soul. What I mean by space, silence, get away from the noise. You know, go on a trip somewhere, go to a cabin, go in the woods, disconnect and allow your soul to speak to you. Because I believe our soul is being guided by God. And I believe, man, God will always lead you down the right path, even if it feels like the wrong one at times to us. Third strategy that I want to talk about is check your peace. Okay. The third strategy in me making big decisions is I check my peace. And I'll read a little bit from the book here. I won't read much. This one seems like it should be simple. But as we discuss, it's easy for many of us to skip over what we're feeling inside of us when we're tempted by external factors. Here's what I want you to do. When you're contemplating your next decision, get out a journal and write a brief description of the choice you're facing. Write down your level of peace. Okay, and I want to just stop right there. This is something I do very often. Sometimes it's with a journal, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just mentally. But I write down my level of peace because peace is my guiding force. Peace speaks to me. When I have peace in decisions, even though the decision could be seem like I'm making the wrong decision, when I have peace in the decision, because I believe my peace is being guided by what's real and by what's true, when I have peace in... Let me just tell you this, and this might be a little bit confusing, but I want you to like think about this. Like, I don't allow my sight to guide me. I don't allow to look out. I don't allow my sight to guide me. What I mean by that, I don't like to look out and see like, oh, okay, this is the right decision because of the perfection. This is the right decision because of potential. This is the right decision because of this. Like, that's my eyes guiding me. I like to allow my faith to guide me. And my faith to me is being guided by my peace. So how do I know my faith is guiding me? When I'm feeling peace in my soul in the decision. So I made some big decisions that are very, very scary over the years. Like very, very big decisions. But my peace was saying yes. Right? When everything else was saying no, my peace was saying yes. And there's times when everything else is saying yes and my peace is saying no, I say no. I allow my peace to make the decision. And so what I do is I just put it on a scale from 1 to 10. Simple. And I say, hey, what is my peace telling me in this moment? You know, I get into my protect my peace bag, right? As I call it. What is my peace telling me in this moment? Right? Sunsets, nature, as I just talked about. I get out there and I get away from the distractions so I can make big decisions in my life. And I either put a number or a letter grade. So if I got a 10 piece of chicken, but if I got a 10 piece, I'm making the decision immediately, right? That's when I make immediate decision. When I have a 10 piece and it's like, okay, on a scale from 1 to 10, it is a 10 on the piece scale, then I know it's right for me. If I'm at a 2 or a 3, I'm probably going to say no. If I'm at a 5, I'm probably going to practice the pause a lot longer until it moves up to a 6, 7, 8, 9. So when I say practicing the pause, people say, okay, when do you make decisions for yourself? Like, how do you know how long to practice the pause? Well, when that peace meter goes up. And so like in that car, outside that party, my peace meter went up a lot when making that decision. When I said, okay, I need to leave, my peace went up to a 10 very quick. There was just something about me that says, okay, well, what's the worst that could happen if I stay? Well, I said, well, I don't know, but what's the worst that happened when I leave? I go to sleep. So I said, me going to sleep sounds like a better decision. So something's screaming in my heart. Maybe there's some danger around here. Let me leave. It was some news there from another school that, you know, kind of had beef with a little bit. So I was like, let me get out of here. So my peace meter went up. And so think about that when you're making your big decisions, y'all. Like, what is your peace saying? Do you have a 1 piece? Do you have a 2 piece, 5 piece, 10 piece? And practice your pause by talking to God, by having conversations with God, by taking your time, by disconnecting, by doing the things that you need to do before you make big decisions in your life. And I'm going to just tell you, like, big decisions matter. You know, some of us, we're not where we want to be because we're not making big decisions in our life, right? Some of us, we are staying in the same place that we're no longer supposed to be at because we're not making these decisions in our life. You know, we're not going through these strategies. So let me repeat this before we leave. 3 simple strategies. And go get the book, by the way, because we dive in deeper on this. Align internally is the principle. And your internal strategies are three things. Number one, have a conversation with God. Number two, practice a pause. And number three, check your peace. Do those things before you make big decisions. And again, sometimes when you make a decision, it doesn't feel like the right one immediately, but over time, it is the right one. You know, there's people in relationships that have left a relationship and it felt like at that time it was the wrong decision. But there's people who are thanking and praising God that they make the decision 5-10 years later. They realize how God saved them and helped them from that bad situation. Me leaving football, at that time, that decision felt like the wrong decision. But now I'm like, thank you, God, for helping me make that decision. Because even when I left football, I had a peace that says there's more to your life. That peace that said there's a new beginning. That peace that said your life isn't over. I trusted that peace. Because externally, everything said, bro, there's no more to your life. Everything said, oh, man, your life is over. Everything said, you will never be a somebody anymore. This is it. You're done. You are finished. But my peace said, you're making the right decision by moving forward from this thing that's been a part of your life since you were 4 years old. It's time for you to make some big decisions in your life. I believe this is the season that you move majorly. This is the season that you make some major moves by making some major decisions in your life, right? Don't be scared. Don't live in fear. Don't allow pressure to control you. Don't allow pressure to control your pace. You just trust these strategies and know that God got you. But like I tell you, in every single episode, it all starts with you. How would your life be different next year if you made the decision? And maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about. That decision that you know you need to make, that decision that your peace has already told you to make. Some of you already know the decision that you need to make, but you're waiting for something externally to show up, but your peace has already showed up for you and told you this is a decision. Like, how would your life be different if you had patience? How would your life be different if you trusted the process in making these decisions in your life? Because we can't get to the life that's for us if we don't make decisions to get there. But like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. You live it, breathe it, be it, and you let nothing take your smile. If you got to the end of this episode, share it, tag me, send me a message on Instagram and say, hey, I'm making big decisions today. Let's get it. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.